is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Groups fighting to improve access to health care are asking the U.S. Senate to reject Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Suzanne Potter reports.
RFK Jr. is an environmental lawyer who ran for president and then threw his support to Donald Trump in August. Matthew Herdman, California State Director with the nonprofit Protect Our Care, says RFK Jr. has falsely linked vaccines to autism.
When he went to American Samoa to talk about vaccine safety there, almost immediately afterwards, there was a large measles outbreak that led to 83 Americans losing their lives. I would be terrified to see that happen, spread nationwide across our country.
RFK Jr. has said one of his priorities would be to re-examine pesticides that are legal in the U.S. but are banned or being phased out in Europe. He has also promoted raw milk, despite warnings from the FDA and CDC that unpasteurized milk can carry salmonella, E. coli, listeria, and the virus that causes bird flu. Dr. Diana Dayal is an emergency room resident physician at UCLA and a union representative who says she's troubled by RFK Jr.'s beliefs.
He has touted countless baseless claims time and time again that have later been contradicted by expert review. From his takes on vaccine development to fluoride safety, he misrepresents isolated data as conclusive and then interprets other studies incorrectly. Conveniently, he then ignores vast scientific evidence and peer review that runs counter to his beliefs.
Chris Noble with Health Access California notes that RFK Jr. once called the COVID-19 vaccine the deadliest vaccine ever made.
RFK Jr. will continue to propagate medical conspiracies that further erode trust in evidence-based medicine that will result in preventable death and grave threats to public health if given a seat of power.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Chicago State 74-53 in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers improved as the game wore on.
We shot the ball better. Obviously, second half, you shoot 50% from three and get to the line a lot. And I always remind guys, no matter if you're getting 20 seconds or 39 minutes, make the most of it because they all add up.
The Badgers now 8-0. They host Michigan on Tuesday. NBA, the Bucks with a 124-114 victory over the Wizards. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Thought Giannis and Dame down a stretch really played the two-man game, and through the two-man game, they made two great passes, one to Brooke, one to TP. A lot of good stuff to show our team to just keep us building.
Giannis finished the night with 42 points.
We know how to win games. We kept saying the same thing, like, doesn't matter, just win the game. We're going to go watch film and see what we can do better.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it. All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Morning, everybody. Music of the Stars on the air. I was snickering because I'm looking at that crazy thermometer. That can't be right. It's still autumn. Who am I kidding? Well, stick around. We'll warm you up here. I mean it. We're on till high noon today. Wait, wait, we're on till high noon every day. Sunday, Central Time, and all across the world at civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Regani, your host for the Music of the Stars. Thanks for being here. Could be worse. Could be the year 1816. You hear about that? The summer that wasn't. I'm just trying to make us all feel a little better. Three more weeks till winter, they say. They say because it's true. That's why they say it. Well, the Music of the Stars, this month marks 13 months since we began. On the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm delighted to be here. Plenty to be thankful for. This program been on the air since 1992. And now we're all across the Civic Media Radio Network. There's some times that our program is cut off by a ball game or two. The Milwaukee Brewers, Green Bay Packers play, but that's only on at our studios, Racine Kenosha, WRJN, 1400, 99.9, 98.1. The rest of the state, you get it all the way through. And you folks out there in network land, the Letterman. Letterman and Dean Martin next up. Frank Sinatra conducts the orchestra on Capitol.
Sleep warm, sleep tight. When you turn off the light, sleep tight. Kiss me and whisper, you'll miss me.
Was Frank conducting on Capitol, the music of the stars, Julie London.
I'll keep you warm in December, warm when the cold breezes blow. My arms so loving, a kind of oven to melt the sleet and snow. This heart that glows like an ember longs to be loved just by you. So warm in December too.
Russell wrote them. This is Rod McKuen, once called a poet laureate of America.
Soft, listen to the warmth. The night is almost gone. We can listen to the warmth. Touch the fingers of the dawn till the edge of dawn. We can listen to the warmth. With love, it's either famine or a feast. You've got to learn to smile at least and store up pleasures for that rainy day. Love goes away, then soft. Listen to the warmth. Now the night is gone. We can live. listen to the warning. And now the night is gone. Come close and listen.
That's way below normal out there. 14 degrees at our studio. But they say it'll be better by Wednesday or so. Okay.
I'd be glad to stay right here with you. Fact is, that is what I planned to do. But from that cool look on your face, I think I'll head south to a warmer place. Thought I'd given you the best of me. I'd be glad to share the rest of me. But there's a chill in your embrace, so I'd better head south to a warmer place. Seems like yesterday we could kiss and build a fire, but now it's 10 below. Seems like yesterday nights were warm with love's desire, but now it feels like snow. I don't mind a cold day now and then, but this long deep freeze has done me in. And it's too late to plead your case, so I'm going south to a warmer place.
But I will weather the storm. What do I care? gloves. I need no overcoat. I'm burning with love. Flame grows higher. My heart's on fire. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love around me. Let winter winds surround me. I've got my love to keep me warm.
President Erichek, Dinah Shore, Irving Berlin. Henri René.
When a warm-hearted woman loves a cold-hearted man, she gives him all the loving that she possibly can. But the man refuses, the woman loses, and that is what my blues is all about. I'm just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. When a warm-hearted woman loves a cold-hearted man, it's just like putting hotcakes in a cold frying pan. But I waste my heat on the guy I'm sweet on, and the torch I stamp my feet on won't go out. I'm just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. He runs to see a gal who's not like me, and from the very start the gal can play it very smart, because she hasn't got a heart, you see. Can't play games, my heart's in flames, so I will wind up just where I began. Just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. I wish he'd be in love with only me. I'd hug him and I'd squeeze him, find a million ways to please him. Would I ever tease him? No, siree. Can't play games, my heart's in flames, so I will wind up just where I began. Just a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold-hearted man. Till I keep trying and my hopes keep flying, my crying only women understand. I'm a warm-hearted woman in love with a cold, cold, cold-hearted man.
Dinah Shore, 1952. Nat Cole next.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words I said that make the teardrop start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold?
Billy May with Nat Cole. Swinging a Hank Williams tune. Billy May, one of the last guys out of the Glenn Miller Original Orchestra. It'll warm up later this week, I keep hearing. But it could be a whole lot worse. Let me have Paul Harvey tell you about it. Paul Harvey knew something about the year 1816, and he wasn't afraid to share it. Paul Harvey is on WRJN every noon. And I think that's great because nobody can deliver a story, especially the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. The action-adventure motion picture the day after tomorrow thrilled audiences with vivid visions of the next ice age, Manhattan Island engulfed by rising seas, the northern hemisphere instantly fresh frozen like a bag of bird's-eye peas. In fact, nobody knows what the next ice age would look like. But what did the last one look like? Well, this is what. During the last ice age, if you could have stood on the highest mountain on the North Atlantic island of Iceland, you could not have glimpsed the open sea in any direction. Nothing but vast ice floes for miles around, yawning beyond every horizon. Even far to the south, in what's today Scotland, temperatures plunged through most of the year to the point that plant life ceased to flourish. In Switzerland, glaciers roared down out of the Alps into the lower valleys, crushing, gouging, engulfing everything in their paths, as did glaciers worldwide from Norway to New Zealand. And what do you know? As New York Harbor, where all of the ships passed through all of the year, it was completely frozen. You could have walked from Manhattan to Staten Island without even dampening the soles of your shoes. The Baltic Sea regularly froze solid as well. What caused the last ice age? Scientists wonder about that. Some conjecture that increased volcanic activity during the epoch put enough dirt and ash into the upper atmosphere to filter significant amounts of warming solar radiation. Others observe that the sun itself goes through cycles of slight warming and cooling. And, oh yes, a fluctuation of as little as a few tenths of a percent in the energy output of the sun, that could be enough to alter the Earth's climate dramatically, and unquestionably something did. How long did the Ice Age last? Four, maybe six centuries? And we have remarkably precise evidence of it for the last 250 of those years, thanks to the invention by one Galileo of something called the thermometer. You see, climatologists estimate that the outside parameters of the last Ice Age from roughly 1250 to 1850 A.D. And yes, it meets all of the qualifications of a genuine global ice age. The famines resulting from drastically diminished growing seasons killed millions, 1.5 million in 1315 alone, the year 1315. Glaciers appeared where they had not in thousands of years, wiping out farms and entire towns in two hemispheres. Now, some winter times, even in New York Harbor, solidified. And in the year 1816, there was no summer at all, not anywhere. So should it occur to you, as it has to art historians, that landscape oil paintings in the 16th and 17th centuries have more than their share of snow, you will know that what you are seeing through those windows in time are glimpses of something you thought was prehistoric. Yes, I do mean to say that we civilized humankind lived through the last Ice Age, and we scarcely even knew it was there. But now you know the rest of the story.
And there's a story behind this one. Frank Sinatra. On the Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network.
I used to sit by my fireplace and dream about you, but now that won't do. There's a flaw in my flute. Your lovely face in my fireplace was all that I saw. But now it won't draw, 'cause my flute has a flaw. From every beautiful ember, a memory arose. Now I try to remember, and smoke gets in my nose. It's not as sweet by the unit heat to dream about you. So, darling, adieu. There's a flaw in my flute.
Is that a joke or what? I think it is, although some deny it. The story I heard. I know you're wondering what you're listening to. Apparently, record executives wanted more romantic music from Frank. And Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote that as a joke. If you listen to the lyrics, they're ridiculous. But it's really a nice tune. Talking about music. And those guys are serious about a flaw in my flu indeed. Reportedly, the executives loved it, even though they didn't really hear it. The music of the stars. Oh, they heard it, but they didn't listen. Music of the stars all the way till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, everybody. Leroy Anderson. Oh, forgive me. I was told that it's Leroy Anderson. I love this guy's work. Roy Anderson, Forgotten Dreams. Keep yours alive. Andy Williams with Robert Mercy.
Where's that smile? Where's that glow? Where's that happy face that I depend on so? Didn't you know it makes me feel warm all over, warm all over. Every time you smile, get me warm all over. Sometimes I feel kind of
out in the cold. But then I touch your hand and I'm home, home again and warm all over, warm all over. Gone are all the clouds that used to swarm all over. Please always let me keep feeling the way
Lesser wrote that. This is Nelson Riddle with Johnny Mathis on the Music of the Stars.
Love is for the warm and willing, waiting for the warm and willing. Love is ours to take or toss aside. Take this promise to your heart and let your lips repeat. Kisses are too sweet to be denied. Show me that you're warm and willing. Make each golden moment thrilling. Give my empty arms a welcome sigh. Stars go spinning and the earth stands still if you're warm and willing to be mine. Take this promise to your heart and let your lips repeat. Kisses are too sweet to be denied. Show me that you're warm and willing. Make each golden moment thrilling. Give my empty arms a welcome sigh. We can make the stars go spinning and the earth stand still if you're warm and willing to be mine. If you're warm and willing to be mine.
Jimmy McHugh and Jay Livingston put that together with Nelson Riddle. Andy Williams had a hit with that as well. Henry Mancini. It's called What Else? Warm Up. This is from a picture by Milos Forman, Visions of Eight. Henry Mancini did the conducting and composition, a whole soundtrack on RCA. Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is Music of the Stars. And this is Sophie Tucker.
Drop his fiddle, make a bald-headed man part his hair in the middle, but I'm a red-hot mama, but I'll have to turn my damper down.
Come on, everybody.
Yeah, we're rumble, rumble.
There you go.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Patty Page.
I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I need your love to keep away the cold. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I can't get warm. Without your hand to hold, the radiator's hissing. Still, I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I need your love to keep away the cold. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. But that don't do no good. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. But that don't do no good. The radiator's hissing, still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I need your love to keep away the cold. I need your love. Keep away the cold. I need your love to keep away the cold.
That's the Jack Rail Orchestra. Patty worked with him, and
this is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.